From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sent to jail. That story now from AP's Warren Levinson.
A federal judge in Washington revoked Paul Manafort's bail and ordered him jailed pending trial. The former Trump campaign chairman is accused of money laundering and making false statements. He'd been free on $10 million bond, but prosecutors working for special counsel Robert Mueller charged Manafort attempted to influence the testimony of two government witnesses. A superseding indictment alleges Manafort and an associate tried to persuade the witnesses to say he'd never lobbied in the U.S. on behalf of the ousted Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort's trial is scheduled for September. I'm Warren Levinson.
President Trump says the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the email probe of former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton reached the wrong conclusion when it determined there was no bias in the agency's handling of the investigation. The report says then-FBI Director James Comey had missteps leading the investigation of Clinton and that it damaged the FBI's credibility. President Trump continues to try to blame Democrats, his political rivals, for actions that separate children from parents when families are caught illegally crossing the border with Mexico. A new bill says children who cross the border with their parents can only be released to their parents. Right now, they are separated by a Trump administration edict. Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the holiday that marks the end of the Ramadan holy month. The holiday is the culmination of the Ramadan season when the devout Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset the whole month. This is VOA News. President Ashraf